stop the police. Cause y'all the same seven protection that wanna kill my neck. Stop the police. Cause y'all the same seven protection that turn into dope dealers. Stop the police. Cause y'all the same seven protection that turn the rapist neck. Stop the police. Cause y'all the same seven protection that turn the gun dealers.
FTP, wild when I'm on the corner, feels like NYPD is surrounding me, harassing me, questioning me, pushing me, can't profile me. So they say, where the fuck is your ID? People getting fines for tickets and selling bootleg ICs. When it's so hot, the ice be like, by me. Young kids screaming, look, mommy, the police, mommy, don't be shook, mommy. I got his badge number and I think his name is Tommy. And his partner name is Dick and Harry. Sergeant name is Larry, my gun is made by Lawson. Now, begin to be aware, cause I'm about to give you a permanent abortion. Give us the guns and sell us the drugs and still say, we the one that's starting extortion. Black people stand up, show me some love, NYPD. All they really here is for is to serve us some slug. Killed the boy on the roof cause he resembled a thug. Gave Diallo 41 years for every slug, still he didn't see no judge. Damn, where's the love? Where's the love? Damn.
Stop the police. Cause y'all the same seven protection that wanna kill my neck. Stop the police. Cause y'all the same seven protection that turn into dope dealers. Stop the police. Cause y'all the same seven protection that turn the rapist neck. Stop the police. Cause y'all the same seven protection that turn the gun dealers.
Ayo, these cats walk around hunting a stand like we some rat. I can't even come outside, I gotta watch my back. I pay my tax and Uncle Sam won't cut me slack. Hey, I wonder why I didn't come outside and service crack. Nowadays, niggas dying off that. So I switch my game up and start pushing that black. I just came home, why you wanna take me back? After Diablo got shot up, you on the roof, got clapped. Y'all getting paid to make young black men watch their back.
That's right, Stop the Police. This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM. I'm joining in. This is Saki holding it down with Slab. Y'all had so many people in here earlier, I couldn't fit. But now we're joined with two guests, Clive and Andre, a.k.a. Money, Clive Campbell. Two people that are two residents of Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, Down with Stoned Out Entertainment, and that track that you just heard was Stop the Police, a song that they created, laid down in the studio. It's dedicated to Timothy Stansberry Jr. He was 19 years old when he was shot and murdered in this past January by a police officer. We're going to talk a little bit about the incident, about the two of you, what you're doing now in memory of Timothy. So welcome.
How you doing?
Hello. So can you tell us a little bit about the song and creating the song and why you felt it was important to dedicate it to Timothy?
Well, my name is Money, and I'm from Brooklyn, representing Crown Heights. We here. Thanks for inviting us to WBAI. But we made this song dedicated for Timothy because Timothy was like in a struggle, just like everybody else that's in a struggle in Brooklyn, you know, trying to make it, working hard, you know, staying out of trouble. And that was just one person that he stayed out of trouble to where trouble found his way by a police officer and took his life. So we made it just to wake up everybody, let them know that you don't got to be bad to get in trouble by the police. You could be a good kid and still get offended and hurt and murdered by the police.
And another reason we made it was because, like, after the Operation Impact Zone got started in our community, mm-hmm. and we saw seeing these cops everywhere, they was, like, invading army on the streets.
Right.
You know, and just violating everybody's rights, you know. So we just, like, got frustrated and we made a record, you know. You know, we came up with the other version that we couldn't play today.
Yeah, it says something else, but you know, the FCC rules, we have to play the clean version. Yeah. Don't want to get in trouble for that. So let's backtrack a little bit for anyone who didn't hear about the shooting. Can you tell us what happened?
It was a party in the building. Timothy was into music, you know, and I guess he didn't want to go down the stairs and go through the door and back upstairs, so he went across the roof. You know, that's something people do in the hood all the time, you know, going across the roof. But I guess the cops was patrolling or whatever, and I guess he was scared, you know, because he's a 12-year veteran, and he's, you know, he has to be some kind of coward, because if I'm a veteran, doing something for 12 years, I'm pretty much going to be in control. You know? Right. And he just blew a hole in Timothy's chest.
For no reason.
Because he was started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there has been no indictment for Officer Nery, who police, as far as the police commissioner was concerned, right after the shooting, he said that the shooting was unjustified, yeah. But it's been ruled to have been an accident, and he is continuing to serve as a officer.
Paid officer.
As a paid officer. Right. And you've been involved with some of the organizing that's going on with the Stansberry family. There's been a number of marches and rallies and meetings going on so that this issue and this additional life that's been taken, because there's been many lives taken ever, yeah. According to the October 22nd Coalition in 2003, over 61 murders have been committed by the police since September 11th, 2001, yeah, in New York and New Jersey alone. And that number, you know, grows as you look throughout communities all over the United States. So two Saturdays ago, as a matter of fact, there was a people's hearing by the Yuhuru movement. Can you tell us about the people's hearing?
They had a people's court, and, you know, there was testimony given. You know, there was like a mock subpoena for the mayor, the commissioner, and the governor, but, you know, we knew they wasn't going to be there. But
right.
There was a verdict reached, you know, and the police is like, I think they're negotiating in good faith.
Mm-hmm. And so the Stansberry family is continuing to seek justice.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can you talk about after, I understand, after the people's hearing, you know, spontaneously a group of people marched over to the 79th precinct.
Yeah, we marched to the 79th precinct and raised hell out there. And community affairs officers came out, spoke with us, and, you know, we're negotiating with them. They're talking about the demand that was made by the court, the people's court, you know, to try to do away with the Operation Impact Zone,
mm-hmm.
and to name the street after Timothy, the block where he got killed.
Mm-hmm.
They can just add another sign up there and to build to have some kind of economic development in the community to help the kids, like a recording studio or something like that.
I just want to bring it back to the incident. Timothy got lost his life on the rooftop. I think it's very interesting and important for everyone in New York City to, like, understand, like, number one, how did the cops get there? Like, I remember when Giuliani, he started his lateral patrols, how they would come inside the building, go up the staircase, go through the rooftop, and go down another staircase, clear out, you know, whatever kids are hanging out and stuff. I mean, and how they get there is how did they, you know, they get the keys from the building.
Well, it's a city-owned building, you know, so they have access to everything.
Right, right.
You know, there's pretty much, you know, they have a whole lot of latitude and discretion when it's a city building. The cops really can just do what they want, really.
Because it's owned by the city.
Yeah.
They figure they just knock on the landlord's door, he open the key. Even if they don't have the keys, they'll wake them up late night, open up any door.
But, you know, like the police, like, you know, we the ones that call them, you know. So the problem is with us, you know. And Officer Nery, you know, he's like nothing. He's like a coward, you know. He went up there, but, you know, it was the same people in the neighborhood that called him every day, you know, 911, because they scared, you know, because we don't respect each other.
So what do you think is an alternative to the situation? You know, there are people who are working on police community relationships. Do you think that that's one of the answers to the problems of police violence against
we do it every
black
day.
People?
We do it every day. You know, like let the cops know that we're here, you know? Like, I got a summons for doing my taxes, like standing on the corner. The cop wanted me to move, you know? They tell us that this is their corner, you know? But I grew up here. I went to school here, you know? It's not your corner, you know? Mm-hmm. You out here to solve crimes, like catch people breaking the law. It's not your corner, you know? You can't tell me to move, you know, and then write me a summons when I don't move, you know? And the judge felt the same way. The judge told him it was stupid and threw it out.
So as a result of the injustice that, you know, or the lack of justice that's been served, what's going on? How are you guys meeting and talking and trying to develop the demands and make sure that the demands that you made are heard?
Well, in the Stansberry met with the police for you know, another representative of the family about the issues at hand, though. The man that was made by the People's Court. And every Tuesday we have a meeting, you know, in the Senior Center and Fulton Street Senior Citizen Center.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock every Tuesday. And they're setting up committees to negotiate with the cops.
How do people, is there a number to call?
People want to get involved. The Uhuru Movement is one of the organizations that is hosting and sponsoring the meetings every Tuesday evening. We will have more information on our website for that. And Clive can give us the number also. But how did you get involved, or why do you feel like it's important for you, and maybe even Money can speak to this. Why did you feel like it was important to get involved? You know, people, young people are harassed and shot by the cops on a regular basis.
Well, I just see, like, for instance, because I'm a young kid myself, because I'll be 21 this year. I'm not too old, so I know what they go through because I live it every day. And, like, for my friend Timothy Stanbury that got shot on the roof, I just say, like, it's just something for everybody to know. Like, kids that's running the streets reckless without thinking, like, they think police is there to hurt them. Cops is there to hurt you, but, I mean, you hurting yourself at the same time because you giving them a chance to hurt you. Because if you stand up for yourself, cops is not going to just take a stick, hit you upside your head, and just leave you there. Because I'm not going to let no cop do that. I'd rather he going to take me in before he do that, you know? So it's like you got to stand up for yourself. Like, when they come to you, when they ask for ID, they don't post to ask you for ID. It's not a law where if you don't show them ID, you get locked up.
Right, and organizations, and I know, Clive, you've been speaking with some of the brothers at the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, who they have cop watch programs, and they're handing out flyers that say have Know Your Rights information, so that people know what to do when they are approached by the police. Can you tell me briefly, because we're running out of time, how do you see... what change do you see in the community, you know, on that block, in that area, since Timothy's death?
The block seem they're more close together, close-knit. The block is more close-knit now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it seems like they really want to just take over the block and just control it themselves.
Yeah, do it the way they didn't do it at first. They had the police controlling now. Yeah. All it is, if it only takes Timothy Stansbury's death to make one block to stay together, that's just going to be a lot of kids dying, because we got to start standing up now, because it shouldn't have to, you know? Everybody shouldn't be reluctant to stop the police from doing something, because, you know, cops out here, they're going to do whatever they got to do anyway.
So hopefully that block can become an example to other blocks, and it can spread. Right.
Like my block, Bergen block, we starting to be like that too. Like, certain cops can't come on a block and just tell us to move. We stand up to them.
Stand up to them.
There's a lot of officers that give us head nods now, because we standing up, and they don't even come, like... People on the block, they don't even call the cops no more, because we outside every day playing our song, Stop the Police, so they know already where we coming from.
No, I agree. Definitely you have to stand up. The other day on the train station, 74th Street in Roosevelt, there were kids getting arrested for using their Metro cards from school, and they were going to Central Booking for that.
Yeah, they lock us up for anything.
So, Clive, can you give us that number if people are interested in contacting or even participating in the Tuesday evening meetings?
Yeah, the number is 1347.
And again, you can also get this information on our website,
www.1347-385-1574.
Say it one more time.
1347-385-1574.
So we're going to go out with an excerpt of the song without the music in the background, so you can actually listen to what the sister is saying. You've been listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI, as always. It's a Free Radio Youth Collective production. And tune in to listen to us again next Friday as we continue to bring you more voices that are unheard on other stations, unlike WBAI. And the beat.